You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
So, not real big on paying bank fees? Well, that's okay. It means you're smart with your money and you know how to get a good deal. You're a credit union kind of person, and Communication Federal is your kind of credit union. In fact, Pay Me Checking puts real money right into your account every time you use your Visa debit card, online or in stores. Pay Me Checking, the free account that pays you only from Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The lead physician on President Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told Reuters he believes a vaccine for the coronavirus is not too far away.
We likely are going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of the year. But as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
Because of rising coronavirus cases, Chicago has decided not to bring back classes in the fall. And New York City is putting up roving checkpoints to enforce a quarantine for people coming from virus hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It couldn't be clearer why it is so important that there are clear rules in place for folks traveling in or folks who have gone out of the city and come back and have been in one of those 35 states.
This is USA Radio News. Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. That's a violation of our policies around harmful COVID misinformation." This decision marks the first time that Facebook has actually removed a post from President Trump for information related to the coronavirus. Twitter has flagged several of the president's tweets, doing so for the first time in May after the site determined two of the president's tweets made about mail-in ballots contained misleading information about voting processes. Last month, the Commerce Department petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to develop plans to regulate social media platforms. This is USA Radio News. Congress is working hard to pass another coronavirus relief bill. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
They're all suggesting a deal could finally be struck by late this week, but the partisan divide is evident. As the Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, says, the GOP proposal doesn't give American workers what they deserve, so their party will be sticking to its demands.
Until we achieve the caliber, the extent, the depth and breadth of legislation that the American people need, deserve, and want.
While top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says, while there has been some progress in recent days towards a deal,
while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about 1 inch in 8 days.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad. Real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad. Real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite.
Matters, silence and doubters, I have the power. Oh,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is the America Off the Rails show, and we're live on KLR and Radio America's podcast network. And it is Wednesday night, otherwise known as Happy Chat Lives Matter Day here at KLR and Radio, and hashtag Team No Pants represent. We are in the house. We're going to do this thing live, and we're going to do this thing up until about midnight Eastern, maybe a few minutes later since we got a slightly late start. But, let's see, where are we going to go first? We might as well just start with the title of the show. The title of the show this evening is Biden is a moderate, y'all. At least that's what Jill says. I don't think Jill knows what she's talking about because her own husband says he's not moderate anymore. He's going to have the most progressive presidential campaign in Democratic history. And he's been officially endorsed by the Communist Party of America. First of all, I'm a little disturbed that there is such a thing. Second of all, I'm not sure that's going to win the friends and influence the people that you're hoping it's going to influence, Joe. I don't know about you guys, but I am staunchly anti-communist. I have been for a very, very long time. Especially when I realized back in the late or early 90s that we were starting to enter into a Cold War with China and nobody was willing to admit that we were going into one. Now, if you ask China, they will flat out tell you that they're at war with us. And yet we keep climbing into bed with them. We have now, they've now basically gotten their tentacles into the NBA. They're into the movie industry here in America. They're into pretty much everything. And they are the ones calling all the shots. If you don't believe me, I want to point your attention out to something that happened over the weekend. Because for those of you that may not know, the National Basketball Association started playing games again this past weekend. The Oklahoma Thunder played on Saturday. I believe it was a late morning, early afternoon game. And down to a man, everyone knelt for the national anthem. This is why I will no longer be supporting the Thunder, even though they are my home team. And they were actually one of the reasons that I started enjoying basketball, because we had a home team. But I can't do it. And let me explain to you why I can't do it. Because the reason that I'm upset with the Thunder is because they should know better because of where their team is based. But that's not the reason why I'm upset with the NBA. The NBA has made the decision that Black Lives Matter as an organization should be respected. You know what? I don't necessarily have an issue with that. I don't respect Black Lives Matter, the organization, but I do respect the idea that Black Lives should matter. I don't respect Black Lives Matter, the organization, because they are a bunch of communists, and one of their founders has admitted as much. And their entire website smacks of communist manifesto translated into more modern English. But why I have an issue with what the NBA decided to do there is the players, all of which, who took a knee for the national anthem, were required to stand for the Chinese national anthem. Those same players who were allowed to take a knee for the American national anthem, when they tried to speak out over what China was doing to Hong Kong, were censured. Some of them fined. If the NBA is going to take a stand and state that free speech is authorized while these people are working, because that's the other thing that's different between them and us, because I don't know about you guys, but unless I'm doing this job, I'm point blank told my politics have to stay at the door. For every other job I do, my politics have to stay at the door. Now, that's a stance that I've always been able to get behind, because pretty much everybody, unless you do a job like this one, and you're upfront about, you know, this is a political talk show, you know, I can't really leave my politics at the door when I'm doing a political talk show. But for the day job stuff that I do, and for the businesses that I used to run, we didn't really get into political conversations. So for the NBA to decide to take the stance about, you know, well, you can't really talk bad about China and say these things about China because we don't want political discussions during basketball games. If you're going to have that as a policy, it needs to be a uniform policy. So one of two things should have happened. The player should have been censured for kneeling to the national anthem, or the NBA should have apologized for how the hell they yelled at everybody over Hong Kong. I don't care which avenue they pick. If you're going to allow freedom of expression to extend to a job site, and that's what the basketball court is for the folks that play in the NBA, then it needs to extend even on the speech that you don't necessarily like, because one of your biggest investors is going to get pissed off. Just keeping it real. Now, we can agree to disagree about whether they should be kneeling or not, or whatever the case may be. Look, I don't think so. To me, that is completely disrespectful. Other people don't see it that way, and I respect those opinions. But as for me, and I've made this abundantly clear, I only kneel for one person. And he died on a cross. I'm not going to bend the knee to anybody else. I don't care what the excuse is, what the justification is, it's not going to happen. And if that's going to start being the requirement for me to supposedly be a happy citizen in America, they can all fuck right off. I'm not going to bend the knee. We went to war with people so we could stop bending a knee. I'm damn sure not going to start now. But back to Biden being a moderate. I have some audio that if I can find it, we're going to play when we come back from the break. Because I want to get to this real quick, and then we're probably going to do Buffoon of the Week, because I haven't checked this one yet to see how long it is. For those of you that were paying attention this morning, this will be a rehash for audio. But I do want to play it anyway, because it's kind of taken on a life of its own since this morning. So let me get it queued up, and then we'll play this, take the break, and then do Buffoon of the Week. We're going to go ahead, for anybody, you know, paying attention to other affiliates and stuff, we're not taking the first break, so just hang tight.
Test.
Hang on.
I take a test.
Come on.
No, I haven't.
Have you taken a cognitive... Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his tests and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean... I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
They could have just played that. It would have made more sense. Anyway, so I'm still struggling because, you know, this morning when Stacy and I played that clip, it made it sound as if he was talking about when you enter a rehab program, do they make you take a test to prove that you're taking drugs? And say, what are you, a junkie? Well, that's kind of why they enter a rehab program. But it almost sounds like he's insulting the show host. Like, that would be like before you started this program, did they make you take a drug test to see if you were taking cocaine? What are you, a junkie? I'm pretty sure we misunderstood that this morning, because I'm pretty sure he just accused an African-American talk show host of being a junkie live on TV. Pretty sure that's what I just heard, which is why I wanted to rehear it, because I kept seeing somebody, you know, say that, and I'm like, that's not how I heard it this morning, so maybe I need to go back and listen to that again. But yeah, he does specifically say that would be like you, right before you started this program, did they make you take a drug test and ask you to prove that whether or not you were taking cocaine? What are you, a junkie? Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is off camera going, dear God, Dad, coke is such, it's so 80s. Anyway, the left has lost its mind. If this is the best they have legitimately lost their mind. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do Buffoon of the Week, and then we're going to keep things going. But yeah, so fun times, you know, Joe Biden apparently insulting a talk show host, saying that he's a junkie, probably snorts cocaine. Great way to start a Wednesday, just saying. I don't know, but if I was anybody in Joe Biden's staff, this song would probably be playing in my head in a loop. We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes,
pizza,
they can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810. We can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find, and we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind, and we can dance.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is this week's episode of Buffoon of the Week. Make sure you go check out their new website, buffoonoftheweek.com. Make sure you go check out their YouTube channel. And as always, make sure you come back and listen here every Wednesday night when we play the episode for you.
Alongside some interactive content like polls, quizzes, lists, and a lot more if you register. Check us out today, buffoonoftheweek.com. Speaking of polls, you chose Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler as Buffoon of the Week, and the vote was a lot closer than many people thought it would be. But in the end, Wheeler's willful blind eye towards rioting was much more buffoonish than Ted Yoho's outburst at AOC, which many dispute ever even happened. So whether you're tuning into the show for the first time, or if you're stopping by every single week, you should know that we release weekly videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and sometimes we'll release a bonus video here or there. So if you like what you see in here, in this, or any of our other videos, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, and please subscribe to the show, and that means also turning on that notification bell so you know every time we upload new content. Please help us grow the show. It's just a small click of a button for you guys, but to us, it means so much more. Each week, before revealing our nominees, we throw a spotlight on other buffoons who tried really, really hard to get nominated, but our nominating committee felt that they were just not quite good enough. But they are good enough to be one of our dishonorable mentions. Looks like AOC is back at it again. This time, the pride of the People's Republic of New York City singled out a statue in the Capitol as a symbol of white supremacist culture. The statue she chose was that of St. Damien of Malachi, a Belgian priest who ministered to a leper colony in Hawaii when the islands were an independent kingdom. He did this for about 16 years until his death. Yep, there's the face of white supremacy right there, you buffoonish moron. If this isn't a sure sign that this narrative has run its course, I don't know what is. Speaking of New York buffoons, we might as well get our DeBozo watch out of the way. With all the important challenges facing the People's Republic of New York City, what does DeBozo choose to address? Redesigning the seal of the city because it depicts a Native American. Way to keep an eye on the ball. Spikes in crime, spiraling out of control homelessness. But please, go draw a new seal because it offends someone. Yeah, anything to ignore the fact that there have been more shootings in the past 8 months than there were in all of 2019. How does this man sleep at night? We now head on over to the West Coast and we find ESPN Seattle sports radio personality Paul Gallant, who experienced a slow burn of buffoonery. About 6 weeks ago, Gallant responded to a tweet by President Trump telling him to chill, dog, disputing the president's claims about protests turning into riots in Seattle. Fast forward to last week, and Gallant found the Starbucks in his own apartment complex destroyed by riots? And all of a sudden, Gallant was taking the riots in Seattle seriously enough to want to tweet about his desire to buy a firearm. Hey, Paul, chill, dog. It's not like these riots are actually happening, right? It's amazing how that happens, isn't it? How people will only take things seriously when it arrives at their front doorstep. And finally, whoever is running the National Republican Campaign Committee's Twitter account might need some chill of their own. After town hall columnist Kurt Schlichter criticized a text message he received from the NRCC requesting donations, Some Nimrod running its social media account called him Karen for complaining about it. Well, that was a little bit harsh, wasn't it? You'd think an organization looking to get money out of people would know basic customer service. Now, even we have to admit, those are some pretty good dishonorable mentions, and there are many others that we didn't have time to talk about here, but they're listed on beforetheweek.com, so check it out. However, this week's nominees were on another level, as we present our case for far-left media buffoon,
Hey, how do you pronounce his name? Jank? But there's no J. Okay, never mind.
Jank?
Yeah, the last name too? Okay, I'm trusting you on this.
Cenk Uygur and Congressman Jerry Nadler. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. You know, folks, too many people, the news of Herman Cain's untimely passing after contracting coronavirus was a very sad moment. But to this week's first nominee, not-so-young Turk Cenk Uygur, the former presidential candidate and ardent Trump supporter's passing was a moment of political opportunity. So while most people posted condolences and remembrances all across the internet in tribute of Herman Cain's life, Uygur, without batting an eye, took to the Twitters and a live stream on the YouTubes to post some ghoulish I told you so's.
There's this etiquette about not saying anything bad about people who passed away. You don't want to do that in regards to rubbing it in and they got family members, etc., of course. On the other hand, I don't believe that, once they pass away, they become a saint. No, Herman Cain, honestly, was a clown, politically at least. And the reason that why a lot of donors loved him and why he got a lot of clout in the public circles is, one, he was black, and so they're like, oh, a black guy who agrees that we should get all the tax cuts in the world and there are really not that many issues regarding racism. We love this guy. Anytime there's a black Republican who's willing to say, the conditions for black people in this country is not that big a deal. What's the big deal? Just get bootstraps. And the bootstraps are always like begging Republican donors for money. It's really sick. Anyway, and says tax cuts. Oh, boom, it's over. They're going to be very popular in Republican circles. Now, for religious folks, I get it. And I'm trying to be understanding. But at the same time, science is real. And people need to understand that it's real. Because we live in a time where people don't understand that. And it has lethal consequences. So they kept tweeting out, send in more prayers. The prayers are working. God is listening to you. Okay, don't worry. God is listening to you. Okay. And he tweeted out, this virus is strong, but our God is stronger. I see, guys, I love you, but this is nonsense talk. No, he's dead. So, according to Herman Cain's logic, that means coronavirus is stronger than God. Because he set up a competition between the strength of God and coronavirus. Guess who won? Today, coronavirus won. He didn't wear a mask. He got coronavirus. Louis Gohmert didn't wear a mask. He got coronavirus. Herman Cain has passed away. Obviously, our condolences to his family. And I say that very, very legitimate. They've got to be absolutely devastated right now.
Oh, yeah. We totally believe the sincerity of Cenk's condolences, don't you? Especially after calling him a clown. News of Cain's death on Uygur's YouTube livestream was met with grotesque celebration from his online minions, proving that he attracts some real high-quality human beings with his messages. Some of these ghouls actually reveled in the tragic news. Alright, you know what? Uygur wants to get real about this, so let's get real. There are plenty of people dying from coronavirus who have been wearing their masks and who have been as careful as they possibly can be. But in this particular case, Uygur, with the news of Cain's death not even hours old, goes out to dunk on it with a total lack of respect for Herman Cain's family. I guarantee you that Uygur didn't condemn mass protests and lawless riots breaking out with the same kind of speed in the name of public safety that he did Herman Cain's death, because those behaviors suit the purposes which he endorses. Uygur is standing on the grave of Herman Cain, much like he would a soapbox to
to espouse his skewed political beliefs under the guise of public safety. I wonder if Cenk even remembers the last time he acted non-politically. But by now, Uyghur's predictable behavior is merely a reflex from a purely political animal with no soul.
Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media. So when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. Last week was supposed to be when our second nominee, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, was going to expose Attorney General William Barr for the Trump crony that he is, for carrying the water for his re-election efforts instead of upholding justice.
You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors.
That's right, Jerry. The world is indeed watching, including the millions who saw you on social media denying Antifa riots in Portland as a myth.
True. There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Of course, as you'd expect, the hearing itself devolved into epic failure, as many Democrats ran roughshod all over Nadler, and curiously, they didn't want to hear much of what the Attorney General had to say.
And I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. General. I'm reclaiming my time. Mr. Attorney General, I have short time.
Well,
can you just
I have the time. Thank you.
May I respond to these?
I'm answering
your question.
Well, you gotta let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
I reclaim my time.
I wasn't reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time, Mr. Attorney General. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time.
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no, so let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper. Excuse me, this is my time. Excuse me, Mr. Barr, this is my time, and I control it.
Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
Mr. Barr, I will get to that. Reclaiming my time. You answered the question. I have another question for you. June 19th, 2020.
Actually, I need to answer that question.
Mr. Attorney General, you did answer the question.
No, you said under penalty of perjury. I'm going to answer the damn question. Okay?
You said for months you've tried to get the Attorney General to come. He's here. Why don't you let him speak? Why don't you let him answer the question?
The gentleman's rudeness is not recognized.
Rudeness?
Rudeness is on the other side.
Nadler's hearing got so far off track that he got downright petty with Congressman Jim Jordan and other Republican lawmakers over wearing masks.
Yield back. I would remind Mr. Jordan, Mr. Biggs, and Mr. Johnson to stop violating the rules of the committee, to stop violating the safety of the members of the committee, to stop holding themselves out as not caring by refusing to wear their masks.
Can we get the picture?
Is it permissible to drink a sip of coffee?
It is not permissible.
Not to drink.
We can't drink coffee in the room
now.
I mean, come on, folks. If there's anyone out there who knows how to wear a mask, it's Nadler. Nadler's outrageous behavior seemingly knew no bounds. Check out this exchange towards the end of the hearing.
Ms. Dean is recognized.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Ms. Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy,
Ms. Dean is
Chairman,
recognized.
Of every witness.
I waited 45 hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break. But
you're real classy.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
After this, if you still want, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
So by the end of the hearing, Natalie was basically shamed into acting like a decent human being. We know it's something new for you, Jerry, but just try it out. You might like it. My goodness, what can we say about Jerry Nadler that many people haven't already said? He's a walking, talking embodiment of the useful idiot. His kangaroo court hearings are not searches for truth. As Nadler's Antifa is a myth comment proves, Nadler couldn't find truth if it was setting fire to his office.
Natalie's hearings are searches for gotcha moments to throw into a political ad or to throw in the face of a political opponent. This latest failure of a hearing, on top of his dreadful impeachment trial work, has shown the nation that no one should ever take Jerry Nadler seriously. He's just another sock puppet for the progressive cause. There you go. The nominees have been set, but only one can prevail. It's time to vote for your choice. Tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week. Hey, so thanks again for watching the whole video. Definitely go check out our new website at buffoonoftheweek.com and be sure to subscribe to the channel, give us a thumbs up, and hit that notification bell. Come back next week where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, folks, we're going to get the last break out of the way. This is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. Back before you know it. Don't go away.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Going to say, and then I'll let you answer it. White people, there are white people who are not as powerful as the system of white people, the caste system that's been put in place, but they still, no matter where they are on the rung or the ladder of success, they still have their whiteness. There are white people who are not as powerful as the system of white people, the caste system that's been put in place, but they still,
my God, are you
no matter
still talking?
Where they are on the rung or the ladder of success, they still have their whiteness.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
I think Hank said it better than I could. Welcome back to the America Off the Rails show. I am Rick Robinson. We are down to the last few minutes of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night with us right here on KLR and Radio America's podcast network. But I had to play just a little snippet that I was able to get cut together while we were playing the other audio from the most important part of the Oprah tirade, where basically she says, it doesn't matter, even if you're a poor white person, you're still better off than I am. Because you're white. Excuse me? Excuse me? That's like a guy I saw on Twitter today was throwing, I'm in my bathroom, curled up on the floor, crying my eyes out because everybody's making fun of me. What good is it to make $500,000 a year if everybody still wants to fucking make fun of me? I'm like, I make $50,000 a year and everybody makes fun of me. Want to trade? You know, I'm pretty sure I would probably feel better about being made fun of if my income was up tenfold, or you know, add a zero. I don't know exactly. Yeah, anyway, shut up. It's late. It's too late for maths. Don't judge me. But yeah, I'm just like, okay. So again, look. If you are looking for your own approval through the eyes of others, you're never going to find it. And look, I'm just going to say this. Look, Oprah, you are probably one of the most successful, at least up until now, most normal people that I thought existed. And I'm just, you know, look, if white people are your problem, that's not my problem. You know, if after everything that you've done, you're still looking at the white people going, but they had it so much easier than me. You guys don't understand how any of this works. Everyone always thinks that everybody that is not them has it better. You know, as an example, I hear this happen all the time. You'll hear women talking and they'll see somebody on TV and they'll be like, man, I wish I looked like her. I wish I had a body like that. Or I wish this looked like that, or this particular body part looked like this, that, and the other. And then I'm looking, I'm going, you know, the funny thing is, you're saying this about them, and they're looking at you going, I wish I had that. It's like every woman hates their hair. They always want their hair to be the exact opposite of whatever it is. And they're all, it's all the same. Oh, it would be, my life would be so much easier if my, curly-haired women all the time, I wish my hair was straight. Straight-haired women, I wish my hair was curly. My life would be so much easier if my hair was naturally curly. I wouldn't have to put in so much work and blah, 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 blah. But then curly-haired women are like, I want my hair to be straight. I'm going to spend 6 hours in front of this mirror using a straightener so I can have straight hair. And I'm just sitting here going, it's, they have taken the exact same thing that already happens in human nature and they are ascribing it to everyone else because they're assuming that because of all of their struggles, that everybody else has had it easy. Folks, I'm just going to remind you, and this is not to pat my own back, this is not to toot my own horn, but I have been doing this for nearly 10 years. And I make pennies a day to do it. I don't do it because at some point I'm hoping I'm going to get rich. I do it because I'm hoping that maybe I'm influencing enough people that maybe we can make a difference someday. Maybe not today, maybe not ever in the way that I hope, but that we can somehow make a difference. And if the only difference that I ever make for you was to make you realize that you keep ascribing all of this power to other people that they don't truly have, then you really need to listen to what I'm saying to you right now. Because if you have made any other ethnic group your problem, that is an issue. If your life sucks because insert ethnic group, that is your problem, no one else's. And I'm saying that whether you're African American, Asian American, a member of Black Lives Matter, a member of the KKK, I don't care. If you can say this sentence, my life is worse because of insert ethnic group, your problem is looking at you in the mirror every time you get up in the morning. Because that is not their problem, that is your problem. They are doing everything that you're doing. They're going about their daily lives. They're trying to make their lives better. They're focusing on the same things that you are. And if you are making them the reason your life sucks, you are giving them all of the power. Do you realize the amount of power that Oprah Winfrey is giving to the white community when a millionaire is talking as if we have our foot on her neck? Because we're white. This makes no sense. It is asinine to give any group of people that much power over your life where you are just lamenting the fact that they even exist because they have taken something from you, according to you, that you are freely giving to them. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I just said. For everyone who thinks that a particular ethnic group is taking something from you, in reality, you are giving them the power and you are handing that to them, which you are claiming that they have stolen. And it's time that we come to terms with this fact. Because the simple fact of the matter is there are way too many people all throughout this country that are looking at everyone else and saying, oh, that person is the reason that I have the problem that I have. That group of people is the reason that I have the problem that I have. And that never used to exist in this country because we didn't used to have all of this resentment. Because we used to live in a country where we believed that if we did have struggles and we did have hardships, if we did our best and we worked our way through them, that we would come out better on the other side and be better for it. But now we want the government to pick us up, rock us in its arms, and tell us that it's all going to be okay. And if that is the America that you want, then please, by all means, vote for Joe Biden. Because that is the America that you're going to get. Because I want to remind you, on the way out the door, this man has been endorsed by the Communist Party of America. If you are okay with that, then by all means, please go vote for Joe Biden. I'm not. I don't care how uncouth you think Donald Trump is. I don't care how much of a loose cannon you think he is. I am not and will never vote for anyone who is being publicly endorsed by the Communist Party of America and telling everyone who will listen that he's going to have the most progressive presidency in history. If you're okay with that, then that is your decision. Again, I will never tell you what to think. My job is simply to make sure that you do think. And on that note, we are out of here because I have to be up in a few hours to do the morning show. But, as usual, you guys know what that means. This particular show is, unfortunately, over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is! Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This isn't over until I say it's over!